Hey, I am Taylor Rodig, and you're listening to Understood, a podcast on minors' conception of vaping. Over the past 5 years, vaping has become extremely popular globally, but in particular, the US is struggling with teenage users. As a high schooler, I see the amount of teens who use Juuls and other e-cigarettes and how it affects their lives. Sadly, a lot of kids who do vape are usually using it to bury their emotions because they're going through tough times in their life already. But many young people aren't aware that products they use contain nicotine. In fact, 60% of teens incorrectly report e-cigarettes as being compromised of mostly flavoring. E-cigarettes were made to help stop people from smoking because they have no tobacco. But it isn't just the tobacco that cigarettes cause cancer. Traditional cigarettes contain a long list of chemicals that are proven harmful, and e-cigarettes have some of the same chemicals. I decided to make a survey from my fellow students at Discovery High School. The results surprised me a little bit because I expected there to be diversity in the answers, but the data was bimodal. There was a lot of people who answered the questions, "What are your thoughts on vaping?" with responses like, "It's terrible," and "Life ruining." But then there were several other responses like, "It doesn't bother me," and "I won't do it if it has nicotine. I think it's better than smoking cigarettes." This shows that most teens understand the effects while others really don't have a clue. Even though I collected great data, I wanted to dive in a little deeper by interviewing a few people from Discovery High School. When I asked people about interviews, they wanted them to be anonymous, so I will not be stating the names of my sources. So this is our first person we'll be interviewing. How's your day going?
It's going good.
Good. So what are your thoughts on vaping, in particular teen users?
I know it's bad for your health, but not all teenagers know that. Some of them probably think that, it's better than cigarettes, but it's really not.
Yeah, I respect that. So what do you think on a scale from 1 to 5, how unsafe do you think vaping is, as 1 the least and 5 is the most?
I think it's a 4. Obviously, there's drugs that are more dangerous, but this one's vaping is really popular.
Yeah.
And it's not just the nicotine. Some of them don't have nicotine, and they think, I'm not using nicotine, but there's other chemicals in it that could ruin your lungs.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
After the first person I interviewed, I decided to interview a few more people and ask the same questions.
So I think that with the rising vaping epidemic, it has become more of a thing between teens than adults, because it was all started to help adults stop smoking, but now we have teens starting smoking and vaping, and it's not helping them, it's making problems worse.
All right, thank you.
I think it's just something that teenagers do. I mean, we all, like, different generations all had different things that they wanted to do, and it was like acceptable to like just smoke, and now we just have, you know, something like a little piece of technology that doesn't just like taste bad like cigarettes or smell like that. It's like flavored, and their advertising for it is just really different, and you see people, and people see people doing it a lot, so they're like, hey, let me do this. And I think it's mostly some people do it just to do it. But I think over time, a lot of people have become addicted, whether they know it or not. And I think it all kind of just starts with the, so-and-so is juuling or vaping. Let me try it, too.
Yeah.
I want to fit in. And then I think it just really takes off from there.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I got great data from my surveys and interviews with students, I decided to interview the principal, Aaron Smith, of Discovery High School. All right, so this is our principal of Discovery High School. How's your day going?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so I have one simple question, that is, what is your thoughts on teen users who vape.
Yeah, it's definitely a topic that's on our radar and that we're talking a lot about because, you know, nationally, you know, we've seen a dramatic increase in teenage use of vaping.
Yeah.
In my experience, I would say in the last 2 years, I have noticed it more. You know, we are not insulated from that issue on our campus. You know, we've had it come up a few times. You know, my bigger concern is teenagers' perceptions about vaping, particularly when it comes to nicotine and or THC or marijuana-related products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of times teenagers may not know or realize what's in the actual vape pen and may not fully understand the addictive qualities of nicotine in particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just think it's safer than the old-fashioned way of smoking, and it sounds like, you know, there's some evidence for that, but we also don't have any long-term data in regards to the effects of vaping. But yeah, my bigger concern is teenagers' perceptions of it just being sort of a flavored, you know, alternative, and it's not a big deal. But that addictive quality in particular, at such a young age, is, you know, not something to be toyed with.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Vaping may be terrible for human health, but it's not healthy for the environment either. The cartridge and lithium-ion batteries are what will eventually be the epidemic of cigarette butts. Vape cartridges are usually discarded, but if any residue is left in the disposed cartridge, it may be a threat to domestic pets, wildlife, children, and including the environment. Not only is the content in the cartridge bad, but the cartridge itself is bad for the environment. There's an estimated 4.5 trillion cigarette butts that find their way to the worldwide environment every year, so I wouldn't doubt that in a few years, vape cartridges will be a problem as well. There are thousands of articles that talk about how vaping is terrible, but teens most likely never listen. When I interviewed my fellow students anonymously, I asked them all if they thought teenagers care if vaping is unsafe, and it may come to a surprise to some, but they all said,
"No, I don't think so."
"No."
"No."
"No, I don't think they do."
There's really not much we can do besides inform and enforce not to vape, but kids are always going to rebel, and it's pretty impossible to control young people. I know this ending is pretty depressing, but reality isn't always cheerful. So thank you for listening to Understood, and I'd like to give a shout out to the anonymous people who I interviewed and everyone who was a part of my survey. Have a great day, and make a difference.